Thank you. Psalm 95. O come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms.
For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods.
And those hands are the depths of the earth. The peaks of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, for it was he who made it. And his hands formed the dry land.
Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty expanse. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with harp and lyre.
Praise him with timbrel and dancing. Praise him with string instruments and pipe. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
A thousand reasons for my heart to find. worship your holy name. Worship your holy name.
Our next song is called He Lives in You, which is about being a reflection of our Lord Jesus Christ and allowing Him to live through our words and actions, especially in these end times. For this song, we learn some Hebrew words. And the pronunciation is Hai Shevet Yehuda Hazal, which means the Lion of the Tribe of Judah has returned.
He has returned, Shepherd Judah.
This week, we each took time to write down a scripture that means something to us. During the song, some volunteers will be sharing their scriptures.
Your God will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution. He will come to save you. Isaiah 35:4.
Let all that you do be done in love. 1 Corinthians 16:14.
Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Matthew 13:16.
I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Philippians 4:13. I actually was asked to explain this verse, so what this verse personally means to me is that with Christ, how often in our lives we look at external earthly powers, when if we look for Christ in our life, we can absolutely do anything with His grace.